The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mile Rate as we look back on what was a fabulous card. There were so many highlights at Bendigo last night for the four Group 1s. Rob Auber joins me this morning, as he does every morning, and we'll get his thoughts on that terrific card at Bendigo. Good morning, Rob.
Very good morning to you, Danny, and congratulations on another wonderful night of race calling. You certainly brought all the excitement to all the harness racing lovers, and there was some great racing, as you mentioned, some great calls, and certainly plenty of action, and we saw some champion horses as well.
Incredible that two of the, you know, plainest looking horses going around, Pink Galahs and Ladies in Red, are both not very big. In fact, they're very small. I mentioned last night, Rob, that if there was a paddock full of 100 horses and they were normal-looking horses and people got a chance to pick, eventually there'd be two left. And I reckon the two that were left over that no one wanted would be Ladies in Red and Pink Galahs. It's quite extraordinary. The physique of these two horses are nothing short of just plain and ordinary-looking, yet they excel on the racetrack as almost freakish, talentedly special animals. And they provided some highlights last night that you just won't forget. And to think the Victoria Cup is the race that was that's supposed to trump that makes it even more extraordinary.
Yeah, look, I did learn quite a long time ago, Danny, when you're going through breeding and buying yearlings, a lot of people put an emphasis on the physique, but my personal success and looking at many others, those small type horses that most people ignore, there's a lot of talent amongst them, so always look at them twice.
Well, we'll have a look back at all of the four Group 1 races, the first of which, Rob, was the Pride's Easy Feed Victoria Cup, and we'll get straight into the big one, the $300,000 Group 1, taken out by Max Delight. It's Amazing Dream heading off the back straight, the mare Infrada, and she leads by 3 metres. In second, King of Swing behind the leader is a Max Delight. General Dodge coming out three wide. King of Swing's going up to Amazing Dream now. Off the back in 27.3, and King of Swing hit the lead. It's King of Swing taking over from Amazing Dream. Then General Dodge, Max Delight running on. It's King of Swing in front. Max Delight gets the run. Oh, there was a fall back in the field. Max Delight shot through, grabbed the lead. Max Delight wins it. Max Delight has won it from a photo between King of Swing and Triple Eight. Then in fourth spot would have been Amazing Dream, I think, from Torrid Saint.
Yeah, well, that's how it was in the run. I knew we were rolling, but, you know, as you said, Ant had to keep the foot down to make King of Swing work, and he sort of got a little breather there for a while after I let him go to the front, and then my horse just travelled really well, and as you said, King of Swing was sort of off the bit down the back, and so was the leader, and I looked around, and General Dodge was there, and I nearly buggered it all up, and I half went to come off the fence just before the straight, and just luckily the horse behind me wasn't going good enough, and I was able to go back to the inside and get the run.
That's Chris Elford with another Victoria Cup. Amazing driver, Chris Elford, Rob, and trained by David Aiken. And it was the stablemate who actually lost its driver, Malcolm's Rhythm, in the straight, Josh Aiken. It actually looked like he might have been able to run into a place the way he was working into it. There was a lot of interference from the top of the straight. Malcolm's Rhythm, the horse was fine. Josh Aiken was fine also after the race. Quite a few drivers were fined, or in Josh Aiken case, he was also suspended and fined, but it was an incredible race. It was run at a brutal tempo. King of Swing worked tirelessly. Amazing Dream set up a very fast tempo, and Max Delight, this is the horse that was late scratching last week because of a foot abscess. He wasn't even certain to take his place in the field until later on in the week, and comes out and has run the race of his life last night.
Yeah, look, firstly, I think we need to focus on David Aiken. He just reminds everyone why he's a superstar trainer. He's proven it time and time again over a very long period of time. He's a delightful person, and to see him produce another Victoria Cup and Group 1 winner last night was an absolute feather to his cap, and well done to you, David. Chris Elford, I don't think we have to say anything about Chris. He's a champion driver. He gave the horse every chance. He was able to lead. He took a trail behind Amazing Dream. It was a really solid run race. A mile rate of 153.2. 37.3 lead time was really fast. 29.29, 27.4, 28.5. Triple Eight, who was four back the pegs, got out late, came really fast at the end. No surprise to see him hitting the line. He's absolutely flying for Jess Tubbs and Greg Sugars. King of Swing, outstanding. Worked really hard mid-race, got to the breeze. He looked like he was going to win there for a moment. I thought his run was absolutely super, just a super performance, and I'm sure they'll be very proud of the horse. Amazing Dream, the mare taking on the boys, ran a great race out to play Torrid Saint. I'll tell you what, Majestic Cruiser was amazing. He really savaged the line. And obviously, as you mentioned, that little bit of trouble there with Malcolm's Rhythm. He just had a bit of a bumping duel, and that inside wheel sort of nearly just went underneath him and poor old Josh hit the deck, but he got up okay and the horse seemed okay. So hopefully everything's all right there. But Max Delight, a very worthy winner last night of the Victoria Cup.
Well, we go back to the first of the Group 1 races on the night. It was the Victoria Derby, Lather Up Victoria Derby. And Act Now was the favourite. He's come through his three-year-old season and he's getting better. And he may well be a new star. He beat a really good bunch of three-year-olds and he did it brilliantly from the front.
It's an American dealer struggling, but Act Now went for home. Off the back straight, and Act Now charged away. Opened up a big lead, 27 the third quarter. Major Moth battles on. Bondi Lockdown under pressure, blitzing into the clear. But it's Act Now 10 metres in front, turning for home. On Bondi Lockdown, then came Major Moth from well back Longfellow. But it's all Act Now. It's well out in front with 100 to go. Down the outside was Blitzen, but the derby belongs to Act Now. Act Now wins it brilliantly. Act Now first has beaten Blitzen, who rattled home for second. Great go for third. Longfellow, Major Moth and Bondi Lockdown.
It was awesome. When I went to get on him, Clayton Emma said this horse was airborne. So he was a little bit naughty when he went out the track. He had a bit of a buck tonight, which is new for him, but he's just feeling fantastic.
Congratulations, Jodes. You're a Group 1 Derby winner. We were just surprised to learn that it was Emma and Clayton's actually first win of the race. So no doubt a nice one to have on the shelf.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been fortunate to win a Trotters Derby, but never a Pacers Derby. So, yeah, no, it's very good.
And that was Jodie Quillen, Nikita Ross and Jason Bonington on Trots Vision last night. It was the second, I think it was our little general that won the derby for them a few years earlier as well. Act Now, a horse that's really come of age at the right time. A lot of terrific runs in behind, but the winner was just simply too good, Rob.
Oh, look, he came into this race with ticking all the boxes. He was the in-form horse. You picked him a few weeks ago, and you were spot on, Danny. He just kept getting better and better each week. You knew he was a horse to beat. I mean, the form line just suggested that he was going to be the horse to beat. Once he found the lead, he was never going to get beaten. Mile rate of 155, 74.1 lead time, 30.3, 29.2, 27 and 28.7. Great drive by Jodie Quinlan. Great to see Jodie at Group 1 level back winning as a driver. I mean, we all know she's been a superstar of our game. She hasn't lost any of her ability. It was a fantastic performance, so well done to you, Jodie. Emma Stewart, Clayton Tonkin, what can we say? They just keep producing their Group 1 winners, and they did it multiple times last night, and it was a fantastic effort by this three-year-old colt by Sunbeat Somewhere out of Molly's Ideal. Bruce Edwards, as we know, a stalwart when it comes to the breeding side of things, and he's produced plenty of beautifully bred horses. He's got a lovely colt here. He looks the real deal. It could go on to Grand Circuit type racing on that performance last night. Blitzen,
oh, no doubt.
Yeah, he does look like a Grand Circuit horse, doesn't he, Danny? He's just
got for sure. If he's not in next year's Victoria Cup or races like that, you'd be really surprised.
Yeah, for sure. Blitzern, well done to Alan McDonough and his son Bailey. Fantastic run, hasn't he? Come a long way to finish second last night. Longfellow was really good. Major Moth was brave. I thought the run of Bondi Lockdown was outstanding. I mean, Aaron Dunn would be so proud of the horse. I mean, he ran
fifth. He's so tough, isn't he?
He's fantastic, really. His run last night was second best behind Act Now, I thought. Better Eclipse hit the line. Yam Bookian was a good run. Look, there's some very, very good horses. I mean, all those horses are going to go on and win lots and lots of races. But Act Now, he looks the star, and look forward to watching his progress.
Well, Rob, there were four Group 1s on the card, and it was a wonderful program. And maybe it's just me, but I thought the two best performances, the two most memorable performances, and the next two replays that we're going to be listening to, and it's not necessarily the audio a part of it that's the highlight. These little champions, Ladies in Red is in a special category. Her performance last night was nothing short of sensationally amazing. She has got a freakish talent that I've got to say, she is the best three-year-old filly that I have ever seen. She was the best two-year-old filly I think I've seen. Her performance last night was just unbelievable. Again, from the back row to sit without cover, she's carved out such a fast time. This is her. This is the star, Ladies in Red, taking out the Pride's Easy Feed, Victoria Oaks.
Beach Music, Put Under Pressure, battles on with moments like these. Off the back in 26.8 for the third quarter. And it's Joanna and Nick in front of Ladies in Red. 5 metres, moments like these, and Beach Music. Ladies in Red, the outside, levels up to Joanna now. And Ladies in Red hit the lead from Joanna. Then came Beach Music. It's Ladies in Red from Joanna. Ladies in Red clear with 100 to go, and Ladies in Red is pulling away. A brilliant performance. What an outstanding filly. And comes clear and wins easily. Ladies in Red first. Second Joanna, third home Beach Music. They've come away from the others.
She was tremendous tonight. We sort of looked after her really the first few starts, and you know, we haven't sort of probably screwed her down 100%. You know, we've sort of kept her quiet in the warm-up and things like that. But tonight she knew it was time to go.
So talk us through the race, because plenty had thought it would pan out like that, that you would have to make your move and you'd have to prove that she was the best horse in the race. But she just looked like, in the end, she did it reasonably comfortably.
Yeah, she did, Skeet. No, she, it sort of planned out to what I thought. I thought Joanna would get across and then there wouldn't be a ridiculous lead time and we'd eventually have to end up making a move, but yeah, we managed to get there pretty cheap and probably at the right time before they really started to quicken up, and she done the rest from there.
Oh, amazing filly. Her dam is Cabalar Karen B, and she has got a foal at foot to Poster Boy. Pictures were sent through to me last night before the race, and no doubt it'll be another star that the family, Cabalar Karen B, just produces top line horses. I don't know what more we can say about Ladies in Red. She is in a special category, Rob.
Well, she produced Our Little General, and who won $736,000. And he won a derby, didn't he, Danny? Our Little General. Yep.
Yep.
And now she's produced the Victoria Oaks winner. So how good's that? I don't think there's too many bloodlines that would actually say they've produced a derby and an Oaks winner. Probably the only other filly I can really say that she's, you don't like splitting champion horses, was Tailor Made Lombo. I mean, these two fillies were absolutely superstars. Ladies in Red's an absolute superstar. I mean, what she did last night and what she's done right throughout her career clearly says that. 156.5 mile rate, 78 lead time, 30, 29.4, 26.9 and 27.5 last two quarters. Absolutely brilliant, outstanding. Joanna, brave, so brave. Just unfortunately, she's bumped into a superstar. Beach Music, tried a little hard out, ran terrific. Moments like these just lacked a little bit in the five-star class. But look, she's a great filly. She, an Oaks winner, ran fourth. Treachery was terrific. Doug's Babe was terrific. But the winner, she's a superstar. Ladies in Red, congratulations to everyone involved.
Yeah, absolutely. What a highlight. And so too was this. It was Pink Kalars was going for back-to-back wins in the Aldebaran Park Bill Collins Trotters Sprint. Majestuoso, a pronounced favourite at $1.40.
Way off the back straight. Majestuoso in front from Pink Galahs. I'm Ready Jet to third. Then came Sleepy. And further back, the Sundon's Courage as they work off the back in 28.3. And Majestuoso travels well. Pink Galahs is right in behind her. And then I'm Ready Jet, Sleepy, Aldebaran Crescent turning for home. It's Majestuoso from Pink Galahs. Then came back to the inside, Sleepy. Majestuoso led. Little Pink Galahs is going up. Is she going to do it again? She hit the front, Little Pink Galahs. Yes, she does it again. It got very tight and wheeling. They almost locked wheels, if indeed they did at the line. And it's Pink Galahs, a Pimple Majestuoso, and the fast finishing Sleepy. Then in behind them, Aldebaran Crescent, Mary Law.
You know, last week with the rain and the track sealed and rolled in, she definitely wasn't herself, and she really felt the track, but when we assessed her after the race, with Soph, we just said, you know, maybe we've got her too big. And this week, you know, we asked a lot of her on the track. And to her credit, she just knows when to lift.
She's just an amazing little horse, isn't she, Maddie? To do that, only a week, and she's just that speed. She just knows when it's time to race, doesn't she? And she really deserved that one tonight.
Oh, well, you know, the other two in the finish were both went super, and, you know, I'm just glad she just stuck her head out, you know. Halfway down the lane, I thought, you know, she was a really good chance, but she still hadn't got past Majestuoso, and we know how good he is, and he fought and fought, and I think you wouldn't want it another inch, because I think past the line, both of them are back in front, so she's just an amazing little girl.
She is indeed. She won this race as a three-year-old filly last year, and she's still only four and would have to be one of the most popular horses going around, not just now, but for some time, Rob.
Oh, wow, what a great trotter she is. And well done to Matt and to Sophia and everyone involved with Pink Galahs. I mean, she's an absolute superstar. And, you know, moving forward, look, I think it's really just a case of just managing her around a big race series and just keep picking the battles from here on. She's got nothing to prove. I mean, she's proven at such a young age what a talent she is, and obviously they've had some issues over a period of time. So I'm sure they'll manage her well. And moving forward, you know, who knows whether there's a few more Group 1 wins in store for her. A great drive. We heard Maddie Craven on Friday tell us on Trot's Vision that, you know, he put a lot more work into her during the week to sharpen her up, and they got the job done. That was pretty much the difference of her. We were winning and losing last night. 154 2-mile rate, 2.9 lead time, 27.8 30. Majestuoso led in the race. Kate really tried to hold that Majestuoso up as much as she could, 28.4 and 28, and was just run down by Pink Galahs. Sleepy, outstanding, three back to pegs, absolutely savage the line, maybe another bound or two. She beats a lot of them, and great performance. Aldebaran Crescent wasn't too far away. I'm Ready Jet was involved in a little bit of hard work, but battled on well. A really promising trotter as well, and I think I'm Ready Jet will get its turn some stage down the her career. But Pink Galahs, well done to the team. Great effort.
Back to the first race on the card. It was an upset result, but Kieran Manning's got a wonderful record with Lance Justice trained horses in recent times. Jean-Luc at odds of $65 on the tote, taking the first.
Yeah, he actually went around at the trials and during the week and, you know, burnt the gate. I hadn't seen it come out of the gate for a long time. And then last night just sat three back the pegs, had a really soft trip and just finished off along the sprint lane to win. It was a great performance. And as you mentioned, Kieran and Lance, haven't they struck a partnership? 152.9 mile rate, 2.7, 27.1, 29.8. 27.2 and 28.9 the last couple of quarters, and a really good effort by Jean-Luc. Struve, no luck, hit the line from a long way back. Great run. Sahara Sirocco, I thought, was terrific. Arden Roanoke, Steel Screens, and Blaster Ranger were all close up. Jimmy the Irishman galloped early. Checked Would You Mind, who also galloped. But well done to Jean-Luc. I think the horses to follow there, Struve and Sahara Sirocco, they're both going to be winning soon.
Race two, a lot of depth here. Blue Chip Delight surprised me, went around the odds that he did, but he's destined to get to a top level. He's really come of age in the latter part of last prep and this preparation. It was a pretty confident drive by Lee Sutton to take race two.
It was, and he, look, he was fourth up, so he was just getting fitter with each run. He's got the breeding to suggest he's going to go a long way. He's by Better's Delight out of a Christian Cullen mare, was driven confident, whipped around to the breeze, and then virtually just came away from him. It was a very good performance. Master Moonlight ran on from well back, was a really nice effort. Khaki Nui battled on well. Platinum Stride had no luck, and a couple of, out of that race to follow, definitely Platinum Stride. Look, Major Meister's been teasing for a while, but again, his run was good. And I'll tell you what, was one horse that was first up last night. I thought he ran terrific. That was Radius. He ran ninth in the race, but loved his run. 156 2-mile rate, 37.7 lead time, 30.9, 30.9. They came home in 27.2 and 28.6. But great win by Blue Chip Delight. He's going to be going a fair way. But I think Black Book, Platinum Stride, and definitely Radius, I think they're the two I'll be following.
He looked pretty big, Radius, too, so he'll definitely improve with that run. Race three, the first of the homegrown classics, and Soho Dow Jones had the draw to lead, and Michael Stanley was able to dominate the race.
Yeah, I think they didn't give him enough respect. They just let him get away for a couple of easy quarters early, and well done to Mick. We know he's a brilliant trainer, of, in particular, of juvenile horses. He does a great job with them, and Soho Dow Jones was able to lead and control the race, 2.8 lead time, 29.4, 29.9 first two quarters. Well, it really played in the hands of Soho Dow Jones. Last two quarters, 27.5 and 27.7. Captain Rival sat in the breeze, battled on well. He's Charlie's Angels. I think he was waiting for it to get a card into the race. That didn't eventuate, and eventually when he took off, the leader just had it too easy and sprinted away. Major was sat behind the leader, had its chance. Commander Buzz ran on well from well back in the field, but look, definitely Soho Dow Jones, great win. Look, Captain Rival, he's Charlie's Angels, Commander Buzz, all very good runs, and don't drop off any of those.
John Justice has got another nice horse, the Trotter Mufasa Metro. He's still got some things to work with. He wasn't the complete racehorse last night, but that's a good sign. He's got the gate speed and he dominated the home field.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of worrying moments. I was really keen on him last night, and as you said, I think shortly after the start he put in a little bubble, and I think half up the straight he nearly lost him too there, I think. But he did a good job to hold him off. A 157.9 mile rate, 2.9, 28.1, 32.7, and then came home in 28.8 and 28.4 last two quarters. Mark Gurry purchased his horse from New Zealand. Mark's a terrific sponsor and owner, and you know, to take out the VHRC Caduceus home field was a big thrill for him. Aldebaran Zeus, outstanding run, absolutely savage the line, great effort. Sweet on You, I thought, was a really good performance, as was Kai Valley Hotspur. Look, I think all those top four ran fantastic. Who's the Man had no luck, neither did Bangles. They were just too far back, but both hit the line really well. There's going to be a number of winners out of that race last night. A lot of those horses ran great races.
Good to see Reactor now back in the winners list. It had been, I think, 13 starts since his last win, but it seemed a long time ago. And he was terrific last night in taking out race five.
Yeah, another one produced by David Aiken last night. Mile rate 154.9, 38.2 lead time, 29.4, 30.7. Got away with a couple of really cheap quarters. Came home in 27.4 and 27.8. Good performance to win. Tango Tara went into the breeze, battled on strongly, only went down by neck. Silent Major was in a nice spot, as was Sicario. All four of them were up on the speed, and they've run 1, 2, 3, 4. What about the runner, Bulletproof? Boy, he came from a mile back, absolutely savaged the line. He's absolutely flying Bulletproof Boy, and Shorty's Mate ran a really nice race. Can't wait for him to go to Mildura, because he'll be winning there somewhere very soon. But look, great win by Reactor Now for Graham Old and the team. I think they'll be absolutely stoked with that performance. If you're black booking two horses, definitely Bulletproof Boy, and eventually Shorty's Mate will find a weak race somewhere and he'll be winning.
Well, Philly's homegrown, and it was a trifecta for trainer Emma Stewart, but the favourite Rich Beauty and the second favourite Fiamma upset by their third fancy Joe and Joe.
Yeah, look, Joe and Joe sat behind the leader and was able to finish off along the inside to score. 156.3 mile rate, 2.9 lead time, 27.8, 31.9, 28.9 and 27.8 last quarter. And getting home to beat Rich Beauty, who was able to find the front. Fiamma, the other stable mate, Emma Stewart, training the trifecta, ran on really well from well back. Was a really good performance. Loved the run of Patsy Valentine for David Aiken. That was a lovely eye-catching performance. And Gypsy Princess continues to improve. move. But Joe and Joe, well done for Danny Zavanasos getting home there with Joe and Joe. And Black Booking, look, I'd certainly be following Patsy Valentine. I think that filly's run last night was very good.
And Jillaby Sylvester took the last, Marg Lee and Glen Craven.
Yeah, led throughout, 156.9 mile rate, 39.1 lead time, 29.5, 30.6, and then they came home in 28.2 and 28.8, solid times. And Jillaby Sylvester is a lovely horse by roll with Joe. Marg Lee got the job done with Glen Craven. Concealment hit the line really strongly. It was a wall of them there for the minor placing. She Will Rock, Mongiana, It's a Major Surprise, Shady As, and Even So What. There was nothing between them, but well done to Jillaby Sylvester. He's a lovely horse.
Fantastic night. Well, looking ahead, next Saturday night we go to Ballarat, the Make Mine Cullen, and also the Victoria Trotters Oaks and the Tatlow 2-year-old Trotters Group 2 are the major events on the program. Shepherd and Harness today, Rob.
Yes, I'll be there. We've got Trot's Vision as well with Paul Campbell, myself, and it's a VHRC Super Bonus Race Day. Fantastic day's racing, Danny. Looking forward to it, and I'll catch up with everyone on RSN from Shepparton today.
Thanks, Rob, and happy harness, everyone. We'll talk to you all next Sunday morning on The Mile Rate.